This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up. That's right. We're not only live on the radio today, we are live on Facebook with Pam Taylor. So how do our listeners find the live feed right now? Where should they go?
It's on my Facebook page at Pam Taylor, and it's a public page, so you don't have to be a friend to get to see it. Just go check it out. Pam Taylor. It's the girl with the flying V and purple hair in the image.
I love it. I love it. And what's so funny is we've got Pam, Peter, and Patty, otherwise known as Three Peas in a Pod or an Improper Pig, where we are live today on Fort Mill's Main Street getting ready to just catch up. And it's been a couple of years since we've had the chance to talk with Pam Taylor. I'm talking songwriter, musician, just you name it, even gift bearer. Yeah, jewelry maker. And there's this little vial of
hot mess oil,
but it smells really good because this young lady smells really good, and that's what she's wearing. So I'm super excited. Thank you for that gift.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, of course, Close Up is not. It wouldn't be made possible without our presenting sponsors, Kuster Commercial, part of the revitalization right here on Main Street, and also our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, affordable and environmentally responsible electrical power, and also U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. So, Ms. Pam Taylor, you are a singer, songwriter, guitar player. You're from South Carolina, and it is so nice that you take time out of your busy schedule to just catch up with us. I guess the last time we spoke, you were about to head out to your international tour. So bring us up to speed with where you are.
Oh, my goodness. So I went all the way around the world. It was Scotland, England, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Italy, and then I had my CD release party for Steal Your Heart in Israel.
Wow.
Yes, and then I ended up back home in October. So I was gone from August to October, and man, there's some beautiful places in this world. I'm so blessed and honored to be able to share the gift of music, and it carries me all around the world. I mean, and then when I got back home, I rested for a long time and just helped promote my record, which ended up Blues Rock Review magazine named one of the top 20 records of 2017. So it hadn't even come out yet when we did our last interview. So, yeah, just more blessings, which affirm that I'm on the right path, which this is not the easiest path in the world to take.
Absolutely. I mean, you are going for it. You come from a family of talented musicians, and yet so that can be a blessing, or it can be a little bit more of a challenge, because you've got to find your unique voice.
Yeah.
Along the way, you've had some, some upsets, as every artist tends to have. It only makes the music that much sweeter. But you rested a little bit. You obviously are doing very well with your third album. So where are we now? What's the next step?
We're about to go into the studio to work on the new Flying V's record. So it's Pam Taylor and the Flying V's is my latest project, and it's a power trio with Peter.
Okay, and Peter, you are a bass player?
I am.
And you met Pam where?
In Lansing, North Carolina, at the Five Elements.
Five Elements? Yep. That's a festival?
It's like a yoga festival.
It's like a Burning Man type of festival. So it's not just music. It's music and arts and yoga and fire dancing and cacao ceremonies and all kind of...
Abandoned school.
Yeah, haunted abandoned school. I had a ghost walk through me. It was crazy right before I met Peter.
Right before she met me.
Was that a sign that
everything has been shown to be a sign. Bats have fallen out of the sky for us.
There's an
article on Virtuosity Worldwide that was released the day after Valentine's Day about how we met. So go check out Virtuosity Worldwide. That's a new writer. I'm a staff writer for a magazine now. And they did this article on us. It's funny when people are interested in your love life, isn't it?
Like, well, you guys make an awesome couple. Well, we like it. We get inspired. We all believe in that love story. And you have a story. It's so cool. You grew up in Lancaster, South Carolina, and yet listeners are probably thinking, where is she from? Because these are not the southern roots of conservatism that we are kind of used to hearing.
No, I'm a hot mess from the South.
But you own it. And I think there's a lot to be said for finding what's unique about you in times that we're living. I love your be the light, give the love, share the music. You're living what you believe.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are also performing coming up, what, Friday night?
Friday night at the Evening Muse. It's a 10:30 show, and we'll be playing with Matt Parker and the Deacons, who's actually a Charlotte native who's been living in Myrtle Beach. So hope to bring a lot of his fans out that hadn't seen him in a while because he's down in the Myrtle Beach area. And it's kind of like a crowdfunding party to kick off, you know, the things we got coming up. And we're actually playing in Fort Mill as a duo at Pascal's on April 6th. And then the big tour kickoff party is actually going to be in my hometown on April 27th at Benford Brewing. It's a big outdoor festival. We're going to have food trucks and vendors and all kinds of fun stuff. And we're playing that show with another local Lancaster band called Sugarshine, which is like a reggae-infused rock band that's original music. So we're looking forward to that.
You know, that's another thing that has changed in the last couple of years since we've talked. We knew about Asheville for its fantastic breweries, and it was hitting, you know, Noda in Charlotte, but we hadn't really seen the popularity take off here in York County, Lancaster County, and now we are. And it seems that the home brews, the breweries, go hand in hand with that soulful sound and unique music that you bring to the party. So what is it like coming back to your hometown? Do you find it harder to make it amongst those who know you best, or is it easier because they know you best?
Well, coming home to me is always a time for me to rest and recuperate, and that's where I create. I feel really, I call it like my house of love, and because that's where everybody knows my name, and nobody treats me any differently. It's when I walk into it was my birthday dinner the other night, and we went to a local Chinese buffet, and I'm hugging a girlfriend of mine who I went all through school with, and I'm looking through the crowd, and there's another girlfriend of mine I hadn't seen in forever, and I just love that because I'm gone so much, and it's beautiful to meet new people, but just to come home and feel right at home and comfortable, and everybody, it's like where everybody knows your name.
Yeah. But it's so important for you to always remember that too, because it sounds like that's where you, you know, boot up and recharge those batteries, which if your buckets aren't full of all the right stuff, it's kind of hard to make the music and feel inspired by the audience who loves your music. We're going to take a short program break, come back, have more conversations with Pam Taylor, singer, songwriter, guitar player from South Carolina, and of course Peter, who her bass player and apparently the other part of this couple right here. So of course want to remind you that we are brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. We're broadcasting live on WRHI FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. We're going to come back with a lot more chit chat with our favorite local musician, Pam Taylor, and Peter Pam and Patty.
Woo! On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and this is Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. If you guys think I sound a little silly today, it's because of the company that I'm interviewing. Of course, very excited to have Pam Taylor, who is a self-professed hot mess. And that's cool because it's all about owning who you are. Of course, Peter, all I know is you're the bass guitar player. You guys met at a festival and now you're a couple. So, and we're on her Facebook live streaming. And you know what that does when you're looking at yourself. It just brings out the silly,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you have purple hair.
Right. Whee! So we were talking a little bit about making it in the music industry and technology, digital. It can be a blessing or it can be a curse. So tell me how you use digital technology to really get your name out there, get your music shared.
Well, that's the beautiful part about it is it's at our fingertips. So you don't have to have a record label or big promotions to put your music out there, but that also means that everybody's putting music out there, so it's, you know, it's got its pluses and minuses. But for me, what I do is I use it as a way to network. So I'll find other artists as to help that maybe play venues that I might want to be interested in, and then I can go and check it out and look at pictures and be like, oh my God, that venue is cool, I want to play there. And so it's helped me plan tours, it's helped me network with other artists, and then plus just being able to put my stuff out there right away. And it's just, I'm so accessible to people.
Yes.
And I think that's the important part of being, you know, just I don't want to say public figure, but we all kind of can be with social media. We can all be public figures, and you just put whatever you want out there.
Well, you put it out there, but then you can't really pull it back once it's going, because once that the wave starts building, it seems to me that you got to ride it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say, oh, I'll catch the next one, because you never know in this industry. It's a fickle world out there. You know, I look at the reality shows. I don't know if they're really reality, but they're presented as
reality.
When, you know, you got American Idol. Yeah, you got a lot of things that present, you know, being discovered. Is that, I mean, like, does that really happen? What do you feel is the path to being discovered and embraced as a unique musician that you are?
Well, I think that luck is when opportunity meets preparation. And some people say, oh, that's your luck, you got discovered. But if the timing wasn't right and you weren't prepared for the opportunity, then it was not ever going to happen anyway. So I do believe that we make our own luck. And no matter what platform we use to put ourselves out there, we just got to go for it and don't quit till the miracle happens. And that's been my motto, because it hasn't been the easiest thing. It's been a struggle, and I could have gave up. And I think the people who make it versus the people who don't are the people who give up before the miracle happens. And that's the only difference.
Well, you know, it's funny, because as I was writing out kind of how I wanted to talk today, ask you about, I thought about a lot of comparing and contrasting, kind of like the woman and the artist. Where's the difference in Pam Taylor?
It's really all the same. I think that's what's happened with me. I'm not a different person on stage than I am when I go to the grocery store, to be honest.
But that's great. I think that's why digital works for you.
Yeah.
Because it is all on 24/7. There's also the business, the branding.
Yeah, that seems to be, as a creative, I like coming up with the ideas, but then execution of them sometimes is the issue. It's like, I want a team of people, like, all right, I'm going to call you in the middle of the night, and I got this crazy idea. You just make it happen.
Yeah, I want one of those, too.
I know, right? Well, I'm building it right now.
Okay,
this is, I'm building my empire. So people are coming forward, offering to help me with things that I just daydreamed about. So I believe in the power of manifestation.
I do,
if,
too.
If I think about it,
yep,
and I put my intention and my love and my emotion behind it, it seems to manifest. And it's been my experience, so it's not something I'm trying to just say, oh, check this out. This is like, watch what I've done.
Yeah.
And it's
you got to believe it to conceive it.
Yeah.
And then the difference between wishes and worries, because everything has that tipping point in the middle. What do you wish for?
I wish to be able to do what I love and live comfortably. I don't wish to be famous. I don't care anything about that, because I'm doing a crowdfunding campaign right now, because we're about to head out on a big U.S. tour, and I've got asked to do these awesome festivals, and we have just this little SUV that's got almost 300,000 miles on it, and it's not enough space to carry a drummer and all this stuff, and that's the thing that makes it difficult sometimes. They see me on a magazine or getting interviewed, and they think that it equates to money, and it doesn't. You know, when I lost my job,
it's 15. Sweat equity.
It is. It absolutely is. And it's It's not like living paycheck to paycheck, but it's kind of like I don't have an excess, but I have exactly what I need when I need it, and that's why I can't worry. It's like when you worry, you block off the abundance because you're not feeling abundant and you can't attract it. So I teeter back and forth from like, oh my God, how am I going to make this happen? To, oh my God, it's just going to happen. Just keep moving confidently in the direction of your dreams. That's like my favorite quote by Thoreau is like, move confidently in the direction of your dreams. And it's really, that's the testament to everything I've done, really.
I think that's fantastic. And then there's the inspiration, but then there's also the exhaustion part of things. And it sounds to me like you understand your boundaries as an artist, as a person, that you have to put in that rest time to create and continue to generate what you love to do.
I mean, I'm actually an introvert. Nobody would believe it.
No.
But I expend a lot of energy with my people, especially at shows or whenever I do live things, it's even expenditure of energy. And then whenever I get to go home, it's like, I don't pull the covers over my head and start writing or creating or making jewelry or whatever. And I get to rest and recover from that. And then it gives me more energy to go back out and do it again. I couldn't imagine just having to do it 24/7. I don't think it's possible for me. I have to have that balance.
Well, again, that is also that example of so many musicians. They start with such just creative, just coming from an organic place, and then the branding and the labels and the business part of the music sort of begin to overshadow.
Yeah.
And what we see is a lot of sadness, depression in the industry of musical talent. Really, any kind of performing artist seems to struggle between the fame and the invertedness that so many, introvertedness that so many people say that they feel.
I got over that in my 20s. I did. I started going on these blues cruises, and that my life was pretty mundane before then, and then I would come home and go on these deep depressions after a week on the seas with all these great musicians. And then it would be a year, and I'd go back, and I'd get this big high again, and then I would go home and be, like, depressed. And then I started singing at the jams, and that's how I got my foot in the door in the music world. And I found that balance from doing that, I believe. And now it's like I welcome going home and recovering. And by that time, I'm done with that, and I'm ready to go back out on the road again. So it's working for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, you just you know how to light up a room when you walk in, and truly you have such a unique gift. It's a matter of just being prepared when that next big opportunity opens. You've got, what, 3 albums out, and you're going to be performing locally, so we get to see that. We're going to take a mid-program break, but we're going to come back, continue our conversation with singer, songwriter, guitar player from South Carolina, Pam Taylor, and Peter. And maybe after this break, we'll find the name, Peter's last name. I don't know. All I know is it's Peter, Pam, and Patty. All right, we'll come back with Close Up in just a few. Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We were thinking we're back. This is Close Up, and I'm with Pam Taylor and Peter with a German name that sounds like Veeb that starts with P. So anyway, they've got it all worked out, and we're just happy to be here. Peter, why don't you say your last name?
Von Fall.
Oh, you got that? Did you hear the P? Oh.
P.
P-H-A-I-L.
You don't even know how to spell his name.
I know. P-H-A-I-L. Von Fall.
It's okay.
Von Fall.
Well, you guys.
American way.
Hey, it's working. It's
we
working.
Dropped it, and he's just the V.
Yeah,
just
Peter
the
Vaughn.
Peter Vaughn. Gotcha.
Pam Taylor and the Flying V's.
Pam Taylor and the Flying V's. And
yes.
You are producing your own records now. I mean, you have complete creative permission to do whatever you want to do. You're answering to yourself, the two of you as a couple, whatever. That's fantastic. So, what you know, in terms of playing around, now it's just touring? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the major tour is coming up in May. We take off down to Florida and do a tour of Florida, and we're doing a Women in Blues showcase there. And then we're heading up to Ohio to play the Canton Blues Festival. And then after that, we're heading out west. I can't announce it yet. The big thing I'm involved with,
okay.
But I should be able to announce that mid-April. And then I got to get back to Ohio for the Canal Winchester Blues Festival right outside of Columbus. These are big
sprinting.
Deals. Like it's up in we're up in the resume on this one. This year is gonna be my year. I know I can't cuss on this, but I'm making 2019 my.
I heard that.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okie dokie.
Beep, beep, beep.
So for listeners who want to hear your music, where do they go to buy your music, hear your music? Yes. How do we find Pam Taylor?
It's available on all outlets like Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby. I think there's a Reverb Nation page still up. My website right now is currently under construction because we went from the solo artist to the Flying V's, and so we're updating that with fresh new video. But you can still go there, and it'll link you to all my social media, the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're releasing. We are actually, we do a lot of little funny skits and things. I'm going to be doing like a cooking up a hot mess, like a cooking show,
Yeah,
we've got couples yoga like on there, just weird
Any
stuff.
Goats?
Any goats? Yes.
That seems to be big.
We're having goats on the show.
Goats? Like furry goats, not people that
the
you're calling.
Goats.
Yeah, they're not that bad. We should. We totally will put them on our show. But yeah, YouTube is going to, the YouTube channel, it's.
We update that.
Yeah.
With some like videos from our recent performances.
But if you go to PamTaylorMusic.com, there's links to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. On there now, and you can just click there and go. But the site itself is under construction. I'm Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Oh my God, I think I have a Pinterest page.
How will you know when you've made it, or have you already had that moment?
Yeah, I do. That's a great question because it's all relative to because I want to one up myself. So I made it, and then I'm like, well, I'm going to make it bigger.
I'm going to make it again.
I'm going to make it again. I'm going to make it again. With every new record, with every new tour, it's a whole new opportunity to remake it. And I've kind of recreated myself over and over and over again. Like whenever I released Hot Mess, I was fishnets and black leather studded boots and, you know, all these things. And then I was like, oh, I don't really feel black and dark anymore. I feel colorful.
Yeah.
And so I don't really apply to anybody's rules. I don't. You know, it seems like just be yourself in whatever flow of life you're in and whatever you're inspired by at the moment. And that's success to me, like just being able to be true to yourself. I even have it tattooed on my arm, to thine own self be true. And that's why it's important that I get to create my music. I'm my own producer. I book my own tours. I'm my own manager. I do all of it, and I have been over the last decade. And it's rough. But it's so worth it to do it because nobody's telling me what to do, what to look like, what to wear, you know, what songs to play, how to play them. There's total creative freedom, and that, I think, is what keeps me from being burnt out because every day is endless opportunities. Like, what do I want to do today? What kind of song do I want to write today? What, you know, what color do I want to do my hair? You know, it's just there's freedom in that.
But I also think that there's a lot of respect in the industry for that, too, because you don't – it's always that – uniqueness. It's kind of like as an artist, you're always giving and sharing of your ideas, but you also have to be changing in a way that you don't lose your fan base, but you gain new followers. And I think coming from a sincere place, such as, and I see the sincerity every time I get a chance to talk with you. It's like so real that resonates with people, especially at a time when even through art and music and lyrics, you reach people. You reach their soul. It might have been your journey that you're singing about, but your fans and your listeners can apply it to their own lives and learn through that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. I wrote everything I've written, it was to get me through some kind of hardship. And it's not a old tear in my beer kind of song, and the whole song just is complaining about it. It's like, all right, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what I did. I'm going to tell you how awesome it is now because I had to go through this struggle. And that's probably what they're resonating with, because it's like a Rocky story. You know, it's like we're overcoming. And I want that to be the basis. Like everybody has opportunity to grow and learn and heal. Healing is the main thing. You can't heal without the cut.
Yeah.
Physics, it's just, there's no possible way that that can happen. And I'm not ever going to deny that I've had hurts, and I'm truth about it.
You've got a life, you've got a story, and you're sharing it through the music, through the lyrics, and through you. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the gift of you with our listeners today, right here on Close Up. Pam Taylor, the Flying
Bees. The Flying Bees.
With Peter
Vaughn.
Peter Pam. And Patty. Sir. Hey, right here. Of course, Close Up is possible because of our presenting sponsor, Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, and of course, where every server is your server on Thursdays, we're at Famous Toast, and today we're Improper Pig right here on Main Street. When the facts matter, Close Up counts.